and some other friends. Behind them, on the long whitewashed verandas, several hundred of the team members' families and guests were watching the afternoon's match. Catherine's husband, Lord Porchester, was playing number two, and the game was level. She had never seen a polo match until she arrived in India 2 months ago, although her husband, a keen rider, played well. It was part of army life in a cavalry regiment. There were other amusements. Beyond the polo grounds was a racecourse, and her husband, who was known to family and friends all his life as Porchy, also enjoyed plenty of snipe, duck, and black partridge shooting with his fellow officers. Catherine was a favourite with all Porchy's friends. Very pretty, with an entrancing smile, she was flirtatious and fun. She was always impeccably stylish in the latest fashions. Even sitting under the huge canopy, she would wear one of her charming wide-brimmed hats to protect her complexion from the relentless sun. March was not the hottest month in Meerut by any means. Catherine knew it would become uncomfortable as the spring turned to summer. But it was so beguiling, so different from the narrow grey skies between the houses in Mayfair, London. She loved the scents of the great neem trees, the different herbs and spices that flavour the air, and the vastness and colours of India. It was all a world away from her experience. Despite